ね、
Find ourselves now in the 30 days, within the 30 days before Hanukkah. It's already Chavav Cheshvan, and the minhag, the halacha, is concerning Pesach, concerning the Yomim Tovim that are Midai Raisa, that we're supposed to start learning the halachas of the Yom Tov 30 days prior. And even though Chanukah is not Midai Raisa, certainly the idea to prepare the preparation of 30 days exists. So we are now within the 30 days of Chanukah, and this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchim Kislev. And just like we know that the Rosh, the head of the month, Rosh Chodesh, encompasses every day of the month, including, of course, the Yemei HaChanukah that Kislev is famous for, especially according to the Tikkunei Zohar, that the first 24 days of Kislev correspond to the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Le'olam Vo'ed, and then the 25th is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, all the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael. So really the entire Kislev leads up to Chanukah. The same with Shabbos Mevorchim. Shabbos Mevorchim, the Shabbos before the new month, is encompasses the entire month. So it's already, Kislev is upon us, Chanukah is upon us, and the first Shabbos is Toldos. Many years, Chayesara is Shabbos Mevorchim Kislev. This year, Toldos is Shabbos Mevorchim Kislev. But Toldos is always the Shabbos associated with Kislev, because when Shabbos Mevorchim is Chayesara, so Toldos is already Kislev. This parsha is called Toldos. There's a parsha before this that also begins Ve'ela Toldos Noyach, but that parsha we don't call Toldos, that we call Noyach. This parsha, Minhag Yisrael, is to refer to it as Toldos. Toldos means offspring, Leida. And this parsha is the parsha that talks about the birth of Yaakov and Esav, and the the trials of Yaakov having to deal with Esav. Yaakov buying the Bechorah from Esav. Yaakov having to sort of steal the brachos from Esav. Why did it have to happen that way? Why couldn't it have just been straight? Why couldn't everything just come straight to Yaakov? Why does Yaakov have to sort of go into the boundary of Esav? Yaakov has to dress up like Esav. Vatalbeish is Yaakov b'no hakotan, which all the Mefarshim speak about. We have in this parasha also the famous passage that we say every Motzei Shabbos, V'yitem l'choha Elohim mital ha-shamayim u'mishmanei ha-oretz, V'yitem, which begins with a vav. So Rashi tells us from Chazal, Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. He will give and he will give. In other words, he will constantly give. Give and give again. What exactly is this bracha of Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain? And also, why is it Elohim? Elohim is Midas HaDin. Usually Midas HaDin denotes tzimtzum, constraints. We're talking here about a bracha that's everlasting. So perhaps I should have said V'yitain l'cho Hashem, V'yitain l'cho Yudkei Vavkei, rather than Elohim, which is Midas HaDin, or Elohim v'gematria HaTeva. We know that the Ramban tells us that there are the three wells in this week's parasha that correspond to the three Batei Mikdashos, Esek, Sitna, and Rechoivos. So Rechoivos is the Bayis HaShlishi, Sheyibona B'meiru V'yameinu. The Balaturim brings down from the Medrash that Esek is Bavel, Sitna is Persia, and Rechoivos is Yavon, Malchus Yavon. And he brings down from the Medrash that the Yavonim decreed that the Jews should not populate. They didn't want that the Jews should have any more children, and they were mevatel from them mikvois, so that the women shouldn't be able to go to the mikveh, and the families will no longer be able to expand. And on Chanukah, there was a nes, he says, that they found, there were mikvahs in every house. Exactly what that means, I don't know. But that's what he brings out from a medrash, that there was a nes, and there were many mikvahs all over, and they were able to continue to populate. Vayikra shma rechayvahs ki ata hirchiv Hashem lanu ufarinu ba'oretz. That's different than what we know Chanukah as. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about this nes of Piri Veribia, of Mikvois on Chanukah. And how do we understand the connection between Rechayvois being Chanukah, Rechayvois being the nes of Chanukah to combat the Yevonim who wanted to take away Mikvah, who wanted to stop Piri Veribia, to that which the Ramban tells us that Rechayvos is the Bayis HaShlishi. Parshas Toldos is the sixth parsha of Chumash. It is also a parsha that contains more bracha than any other parsha. Every aliyah has bracha in it. First aliyah, Hashem appears to Yitzchak and blesses him, the Hirbesi Azaracha Kechechevei Hashomayim, the Hizboruchu Vizaracha Kel Goye Horetz, Bracha. The second Aliyah ends with Vayivarchehu Hashem. The third Aliyah, Kiyata Hirchev Hashem Lanu Farinu Ba'oretz, certainly Bracha. The fourth Aliyah, Beruch Hashem, Ata Ata Beruch Hashem. Sixth Aliyah, fifth Aliyah is the Bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov, and then V'yitan Lecha Eloikim, and then at the end of the parasha again, Vayishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov, Vayikra Yitzchak el Yaakov, Vayivorech oisai, Ve'el Shada, Yivorech oisach, Vyafcha, Vyarbecha, a parsha, Vyitem lecha es Birkas Avraham, a parsha of Bracha. The number six, the letter Vav, which is six in Lashon HaKodesh, is the letter of Hoysof, addition, to add. And, the parsha begins with Ve'ela told us Yitzchak, and these are the offspring of Yitzchak. Bracha is hoysofa, addition. And the letter of the Aleph Beis, which refers to addition, is the Vav. So this is the sixth parasha. This is the parasha of Bracha. Bracha is hoysofa. And this is the Shabbos. This is the parasha that takes us into the month of Kislev, the Yomtiv of Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of hoysofa. Chanukah is the Yomtiv in which a small jug of oil was found that just continued to flow, bracha, hoysofa, every night, another oil, more oil is found, one, two, three, up till eight, hoysofa, hoysofa, yitain, v'yachsa, v'yitain. We know that Chanukah is the yomtiv of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav, that's Shavuos. Torah Shebal Peh is Chanukah. The Gemara says, Esther is Soif, the Gemara says in Yuma, just like Shachar is the end of the night, Esther is the end of all the miracles. Esther soif kol hanisim. So the Gemara asks, what about Chanukah? So the Gemara answers, Chanukah is not written. Chanukah is Torah Shebal Peh. Loi Tanya. Chanukah is Torah Shebal Peh. Svarim say it's hinted in the Gemara. My Chanukah, the Tanu Rabbanon. What is Chanukah? Chanukah is Tanu Rabbanon. Chanukah is Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the part of Torah that we can add to, the part of Torah that is Hoysofa. Torah Shebiksav, you're not allowed to add a letter, you're not allowed to add one letter, would be Goyreya, certainly, from Torah Shebiksav. It has a set and fixed amount of psukim and letters, and cannot be added. Loisoysef Olav. Masha'enka and Torah Shebal Peh, the whole Torah Shebal Peh is constantly being increased. There's more chedushim and more chedushim. Torah Shebal Peh is hoysofa. On Chanukah, there was a revelation of Torah Shebal Peh. The Yevonim wanted to make Klal Yisrael forget the Torah, l'hashkicham Torah Secha. What Torah could they forget? You can't forget Torah Shebiksav because it's written. So they wanted to make us forget the oral law, that which is possible to forget because we rely on memory. So on Chanukah, there was a His Gabrus of Torah Shebal Peh, that's right after that is when Torah Shebal Peh, during that time Torah Shebal Peh was increasing, and with that we were able to combat the philosophy of Yavan, the Yavanim, who were trying to eradicate the Torah Shebaal Peh from Klal Yisrael, because that's what separates us from them, from the Goyim. Torah Shebaksav does not separate us, they have it too. But Torah Shebaal Peh was only given to us, like Horati Bris in Yisrael, Ela Im Torah Shebaal Peh. The Pasuk says, Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele, Korati itcha bris, Ve'es Yisrael, says the Gemara in Gittin, like Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Im Yisrael, Ela Im Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is referred to as Bris. At the beginning of Chumash, it says, Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv, which we know that's the source for Chanukah, the or ki toiv, the or ha'gonuz, as the Rekeach and the B'nai Yisoscha quote, that on Chanukah, there's a revelation of the hidden light that was set aside, that was hidden at the beginning of creation. Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv vayavdeil, says Rashi, Nignaz la'osid lovoi, it was hidden, that was put away for the future, revealed on Chanukah. Says the Baal HaTurim, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, the last letters is Bris. Says the Baal HaTurim, that's talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, like Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Im Yisrael, Ela Im Torah Shebaal Peh, Korati Itcha Bris. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Mailin Ba'Kodesh. Mailin Ba'Kodesh is Begematria Bris. Mailin Ba'Kodesh, Hoysofa, that's Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's Bris. That's the Bris, the covenant that Hashem made with us, with Klal Yisrael, that only we have, that the Goyim do not have. And that's what the Yevonim were battling. They were battling the Havdalah. They couldn't take the fact that we are different, that we are separated. Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv vayavdeil. That pasuk also, Baal HaTurim brings down from Yerushalmi, is going on Havdalah. The Havdalah, what separates us from the Goyim, Shabbos, Chodesh, Mila, these are the mitzvahs that the Yevonim fought, because they separate us from them, and especially Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why the Tzedukim, the Mesiavnim, were all misnagdim to Torah Shebaal Peh. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which Torah Shebaal Peh is revealed. That's the Or HaGonuz. Torah Shebaal Peh is Gonuz. It's hidden in Torah Shebaksav. It's all in Torah Shebaksav. Lekamidi delay remizi ba'irais. It's all in the Chumash. And our job is to reveal it. That's the koyach of the Chachmei Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemara, Menohani Mili, Mishnayis Gemara, Torah Shebaal Peh, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, is constantly revealing that which is hidden in Torah Shebaksav. That's what Torah Shebaal Peh is. Torah Shebaal Peh is the revelation of the hidden, Gilui HaNelam. And that's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which the hidden becomes revealed. The Pach Shemen that was hidden under the ground was revealed. The Or HaGonuz is revealed. Torah Shebaal Peh is revealed. That's Kislev. Kislev is the Yom Tov in which Kes Lamed Vav, the Lamed Vav, also referring to the Lamed Vav Masechtas. There are 36 Masechtas in Shas, 36 Gemaras, 36 Masechtas that have Gemara that were hidden and they were revealed. Kes Lamed Vav. The Or HaGonuz lasted for 36 hours, as the B'nai Yisoscha brings down from the Rekeach. That's Adam Arishan used it for 36 hours. That's why there are 36 Masechtas, 36 Tzadikim, and 36 Neiros of Chanukah. There are Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah, 1 plus 2 plus 3 till 8 is 36. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the part of Torah that can produce the period of Eribia, his rachvus in Torah, rechayvos, is Torah Shebaal Peh. Shlomo HaMelech writes, Arucha me eretz mida urechava miniyam. That's going on Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaksav is mugbol, it's limited. Torah Shebaksav has a certain amount of psukim, a certain amount of letters. But Torah Shebaal Peh is rechava. And it's constantly being nischadesh. There are always chidushim in Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the whole chidush of Torah Shebaal Peh, that you can be mechadesh and produce. That's pru uravu in Torah itself. To produce, pru uravu. And that's what the Yevonim fought, and perhaps that's the remez here in Rechayvos, the third well here, corresponding to the Yevonim who were trying to eradicate Torah Shebaal Peh so that there should be no pru uravu in Torah. So on Chanukah, we were zeichet to the Nes of Chanukah, to the revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh, ki ata hirchiv Hashem lanu parinu ba'oretz. From now on, no one will take away Torah Shebaal Peh from us. Chanukah establishes Torah Shebaal Peh in Klal Yisrael. And that's Kislev. Kislev is the Chodesh of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the Giloy of Chanukah. Leida, birth. Birth is revelation. What's birth? Birth is that which was hidden in the womb. The fetus is hidden in the womb, and then it's revealed. That's Toldos. Toldos is revelation. In fact, every parasha that we lay in Kislev talks about birth. Toldos talks about the birth of Yaakov and Esav. Vayetze is the birth of the Shvatim. Vayishlach, the birth of Binyamin. Vayeshev is the birth of Peretz and Zerach. Miketz is the birth of Manasseh and Ephraim. Vayigash. All these parashiyos that are read as we get closer and closer to Chanukah all talk about birth, revelation. Birth, revelation, Gilui. Till the Giloy of Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach is referred to as the birth, Ki Yeled Yulad Lanu. When all that is hidden will be revealed. Then what will be revealed to us, not only Torah Shebaal Peh, but also the Torah HaNistar, which is also Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah HaNistar, Pnimiyas HaTorah, that will be revealed when Mashiach will come, and the beginnings of it were Chanukah. Chanukah is when it starts. It's interesting, the laning that we lay on Chanukah is Vayihi b'yoyim kalois Moshe lehokim es haMishkan. We lay how on Moshe Rabbeinu completed, Moshe finishes putting up the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Mishkan was actually completed on Chof Hei Kislev, which is Chanukah. The Pasuk says in Pekudei, Vateichel kol avoidas Mishkan oihel moyed. Says the Baal HaTurim, the words Vateichel kol avoidas Mishkan are b'gematria v'chamisha v'esrim v'chamisha b'kislev nigmar. That on the 25th day of Kislev, the Mishkan was completed. That's when the Vateichel actually took place. But they didn't actually put it up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's what we lay on Chanukah. On Chanukah we lay, the Pasuk is in Nasai, but that's what it's referring to. Vayihi b'yoyim kalois Moshe lehokem es haMishkan. The question is, so what does that have to do with Chanukah? Okay, so the Mishkan was completed Chof Hei Kislev. It was supposed to be put up Chof Hei Kislev. It was pushed off to Nisan. Then Hashem pays Kislev back. And we have Chanukah, which is a payback, a tashlumen for what really should have been on Chof Hei Kislev, and later on also was Chanukah's, the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash actually was dedicated. The second Beis HaMikdash was actually dedicated. Chanukah's HaMizbeach, Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash was also at that time, which is one of the reasons why, according to many Paiskim, the Zechiv to Mishnah V'Simcha and Chanukah also. But why are we laning the first Kriya on the first day of Chanukah about Yom HaKamas HaMishkan? This has to do with Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh was first taught in the Mishkan. Originally the Torah was given on Har Sinai in the Aseres HaDibros, Torah Shebiksav. If not for Chet HaEgel, says Reb Tzadok is Meirich very much in his Svarim about this. It's really based on a Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara says, "Ilmolei leichati Yisrael loy nitna lahem elachamishachum sheitayra v'seifi Yehoshua bulvad." If not for the fact that there was a chait, all we would have been given was the chamishachum sheitayra and seifi Yehoshua mepnei she'erker shel Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. There would have been no need for Torah Shebaal Peh. We would have understood everything from the Chumash. He brings the pasuk in Mishlei, ki beroiv chochma roiv kaas. Because of the kaas, we need more chochma. Because of the chait, we need more Torah. So Torah Shebaal Peh came after chait ha'egel. Ki al pi advarim ha'ele korati et chabris, is in Parshas Kisisa, after the chait ha'egel. The Mishkan was the kapara for the chait ha'egel. The Mishkan, the zohar that they brought for the Mishkan, was to atone for the gold that they donated for the making of the egel. When the Mishkan was put up, and the first day it was put up was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was the day when Vayikra El Moshe Vayedaber Hashem Elov Me'oil Moed Leimor, as it says in Safra, that was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when Hashem began teaching Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh was first taught in the Oyel Moed, in the Mishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when it was put up for the first time. And this actually Rashi says in Shir HaShirim on the Pasuk, Heviani El Beis Hayoyin. Heviani el Beis Hayoyin, Rashi says, Be'oyal moyed shenitnu bi'ureha uprateha shel Torah. That means in the Mishkan, Torah shel Alper was taught. The explanations, the bi'urim and the pratim of Torah were first taught in the Oyal Moyed and the Mishkan, which was put up Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, since Chanukah is the yantav of Torah shel Alper, and Chanukah is also a tikkun for Chet Ha'egel, Kisful lachem al keren hashor she'ein lachem chelik b'lakei Yisrael. The Yevonim wanted to be ma'orer the Chet Ha'egel. That's the keren hashor. So Chanukah is a tikkun for Chet Ha'egel. Chanukah, which is the yantav of Torah shel Alper. Therefore, what do we read about on the first day of Chanukah? We read about the Hakamas HaMishkan, which the Mishkan is where Torah shel Alper was first taught. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the beginning of the kapara for the Chet Ha'egel, which we need Torah shel Alper to atone for the Chet Ha'egel, and Chanukah is the yom tov of Torah shel Alper. This is actually merumas in the words Kol Avodas Mishkan Oyel Moyed is begematria Torah shel Alper. Moshe Rabbeinu was the teacher of Torah shel Biksav. Aaron is the one who teaches Torah shel Alper. This we see. Shevet Levi, really, with Levi Omar Tumecha Ve'urecha Yairu Mishpatecha Liyakov V'Sayroscha LiYisrael. Levi is Zeicher, Leviim, the Kehanim was Zeicher to be the ones to teach Torah shel Alper because they did not participate in Chet Ha'egel, so they were the ones who teach Torah shel Alper. From the Kohanim, from Aaron HaKohen, of course, comes Matis Yohu, who brings us the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And we learn on the last day of Chanukah, Behaloischez HaNeiros, El Mul Penei HaMenoiri, Iru Shivas HaNeiros, and there Rashi tells us the famous Chazal, Shalacha Gedoyla Mishalohem, and the Pasuk says, Vayas Kein Aaron, and Rashi tells us, Lahagat Shvachah Shal Aaron Shaloishina. Aaron didn't deviate. Why would you think he would deviate? Why should he deviate? Question that's asked, just like everyone asks the question on Chanukah, why is the first day a Nes, the Beis Yosef's Kasha, the same thing. Everyone asks, what's Pshat in this Rashi, the Haggad Shvokha, Shalaran Shalashina? And the answer is, because since the Menorah is Meramis and Torah Shabal Peh, Chanukah is Torah Shabal Peh, the Menorah is Torah Shabal Peh, that's why there were the six stems, the Shisha Konim, the Hayotzim and HaMenorah correspond to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So the Menorah is Torah Shabal Peh. But when we learn Torah shel Alper, we have to make sure not to deviate. That the Torah shel Alper has to be rooted in Torah shel Biksav. The Torah shel Alper cannot be mechadesh anything which is not, that does not follow the source, which is Torah shel Biksav. That's one of the reasons why all the neiros of the menorah face the middle. El mul penei ha-menorah. We know that the seven konim corresponded to the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael. So the first three were Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The middle is Moshe Rabbeinu. And then comes the last three, Aaron, Yosef, David. They all face the middle. They all face Moshe. He's Torah shel Biksav. Lahagit Shvachi Shel Aaron Sheloi Shina. That even the Aaron is the teacher of Torah shel Baal Peh. He's the one who lit the menorah. And from him comes Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Torah shel Baal Peh. Teaches us the Torah. You should know he didn't deviate. That the Torah shel Baal Peh was always exactly like it is in Chamishachum Shei Torah, El Mul Penei HaMenoira He'ela Neiroi Seho. Says, El Mul Penei HaMenoira He'ela Neiroi Seho is Begamatria Chamishachum Shei Torah. That Aaron lit the menorah in such a way they all face the middle, that Torah Shel Baal Peh is based on Torah Shel Biksav. Aaron humbles himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's also the Hagat Shvachah Shel Aaron Shel Oshina, that all the neiros face the middle, Moshe is the middle, Torah Shel Biksav. Torah Shel Baal Peh has to follow Torah Shel Biksav. Even though it's Hoysofa, even though it's Piri of Eribi, even though it's Israchvas, Arucham Eretz Mido, Rechav Minayam, but it has to be based on the Yud Gimel Midas, it has to be based, of course, on the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, based on the Torah Shel Biksav. So perhaps this is the reason also why we know the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light the menorah on the left side and when it's nighttime. Which is a chiddush. Most mitzvahs are performed by day, and most mitzvahs are performed on the right, not on the left. Ner Chanukah mismoil, and mishatishka hachama davka, and also al Pesach beisoy mibachutz, because these three, chutz, smoil, and nighttime, correspond to Torah Shel Baal Peh. Torah Shel Baal Peh is learned at night. Medrash Tanchuma, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew when it was day and night based on when it was daytime, when Hashem learned Torah Shabiksav with him, he knew it was daytime. When Hashem learned Torah Shabalpeh with him, he knew it was nighttime. So Torah Shabalpeh is miyuchad for the night. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to learn Torah Shabalpeh by day. Tell that to all the yeshivas, what are they going to do? Obviously, you're allowed to learn Torah Shabalpeh by day too, but Torah Shabalpeh be'ikr says is layla, layivra layla, la'girsa. So therefore, it makes sense that Ner Chanukah is mishatishka hachama. Smile, the left side, gevura, kiyadua, gevura. Torah Shabalpeh is gevura shel Torah. There's the yamin of Torah, miminai eishdas lamai, that's chesed, Torah's chesed al l'shayna. And then there's the gevura, the eish of Torah, that's Torah Shabalpeh. And Torah Shabalpeh is chutz, because it's outside of Torah Shabiksav. Torah Shabiksav is the guf, and Torah Shabalpeh is the hispashtus of Torah Shabiksav. Outside, like Brisa comes from the word Bora in Aramish, which means chutz, on the outs. Chochmois ba chutz taroina, yafutsu mein oisecha chutz. So Torah Shabalpeh is chutz. So the Ner Chanukah is ba chutz. That's the domain of Esav. Esav was on the outs. Esav is on the left side, and Esav rules at night. Boy sirmois kol chaisa yoar. So what does this have to do with Torah Shabalpeh? There's a peledika. It's a fact, it's a Dvar Pella, and the Svarim elaborate on it, that most of the Ba'alei Torah Shebalpeh all were descendants of Esav. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, V'chulhu Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. The entire Mishnayis, everything is all Rabbi Akiva. He's called in the Gemara Stimto'a, Stam Mishnayis, are all based on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Mora de Torah Shebalpeh, and he's a descendant of Esav. He's a Ben Geirim. Rabbi Meir, Milanu Godlmi, Rabbi Meir is a descendant of Niron Kesar, who's from Esav. That's why it says that Yaakov was afraid when he encounters Esav. It says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Loi. So Rashi says he was afraid that he might get killed, and Shema Yaroig Es Acherim. So Svarim say, who's Acherim? Acherim is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara refers to Rabbi Meir as Acherim, that Yaakov was afraid to kill Esav because then Rabbi Meir won't be born. Shema Yarog es Acherim, he'll kill Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was in Esav. So what's going on here? Esav is the Rasha. Esav al Charbacha Tichya. Yet Torah Shebaal Peh seems to be rooted in Esav. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, Shmaya v'Avtalion. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayet befiv. Yitzchak loves Esav. Esav is Oisies Akiva Shmaya v'Avtalion. Who do you think Yitzchak really loves? Yitzchak loves the pnimius of Esav. In Esav was Torah Shebaalpeh. And that's why Yaakov has to go into Esav. Yaakov has to go into the domain of Esav and take out the sparks of Kedusha that exist in Esav, which is Torah Shebaalpeh, and bring it to Klal Yisrael. Esav had tremendous potential. The Svarim say that if Esav would have conquered his Yetzer Hara, so he would have been greater than Yaakov. He had a greater potential than Yaakov. Esav is born a Yid, and there is a tikkun for Esav la'osid lavoi va'olam ha'ishiyam b'harziyah and lishpoy desar Esav v'yasruach hatum ha'avrim in ha'oritz. There's a tikkun for Esav. Esav's head is in the Marzon Achpeila. Masha enken Yishmael. So in Esav has in him the nitzutzos, the sparks of Torah Shebaalpeh. And that's why Yaakov has to go into the domain of Esav. Yaakov has to dress up like Esav. Atal beishas Yaakov b'no hakotn. Yaakov has to actually deal with the Esav is the ish yoideya tzayid ish soda. So Yaakov has to be the one to go to the field. Yitzchak says to Esav, take your sword, sonoche lecha tel yocha v'kashtecha v'tzei hasodeh v'tzudo litzoyed. And Yaakov ends up doing what Esav was supposed to do. So Yaakov puts on the clothing of Esav and he says, anoichi Esav b'chayrecha. And he wasn't lying. He is now Esav. He is being mislabesh in Esav. And the bracha that Yitzchak gives Yaakov is the bracha of Torah Shebaalpeh. V'yitein l'cha ha'elokim. That's where Rashi says, yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. It's ha'isofa. More and more, again and again and again, which is only Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebaalpeh You can't be Maisif in Torah Shabbat. But you can only be Maisif in Torah Shabbat Alpeh. In fact, Chazal Darshan, Mishmane Ha'aretz, Zu Mishnah, Raiv Dagon, is Gemara, Tirosh, Midrashim, that the Panemius of this bracha was Torah Shabbat Alpeh. But why Eloikim? Eloikim L'cha'er is Midas Hadin. V'itan L'cha'er Eloikim. Eloikim is Midas Hadin. But Be'emes, even though Elohim is Midas Hadin, La'asid Lavai, the world will be conducted by via Midas Hadin. Bereshis Bara Elohim, B'tchila Olam Machshava Livrei Asoilam B'Midas Hadin, as Chazal tells us, as Rashi brings at the beginning of Bereshis, Roshayin Ha'olam Miskayim Hiktim V'shita If Midas Arachim L'Midas Hadin. So, the way the world was supposed to be created is the way it's going to be at the end. Soif Ma'aseh B'Machshava T'chila. So Elohim over here is the Elohim of Bereshis Bara Elohim. This is the Elohim of the Bria. Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv vayavdeil. Not vayar yudke vavke. Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv vayavdeil. This is the Elohim of the beginning of Chumash. This is not the Elohim of Tzimtzum really, the Elohim of the Hepech HaHispashtus. On the contrary, Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv vayavdeil, which we know Chanukah is Merumas in this Pasuk. This is the Or HaGonos, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil, is Begematria Chanukah 8 times. The word Chanukah multiplied by 8, 89 times 8, is 712. That's Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil. This is the Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, as the Rav Pinchas Koretz, that Rabbi Yisoscha quotes constantly in all the Sforim quote, that Chanukah is the Ha'ora of the light of the Messianic age. We get a taste of it, B'vchinas Or HaChoyza, we get a taste of it every Chanukah. Every Chanukah we are zeicha to v'yitain l'cho Elohim, yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. This is what we say, Moitzoi Shabbos. Why Moitzoi Shabbos? Moitzoi Shabbos is the Bechina of Shmini. When Shabbos is over, it's either going to become Sunday, which is Yom Rishon again, the cycle starts over again, or we have the chance to connect to Shmini. That's why all the Nagunim of Moitzoi Shabbos, Malav Malka, are about Mashiach and Eliyahu HaNavi. The first opportune time for Bias HaMashiach is Moitzoi Shabbos Davka. That's when the Churban was. So, Mita Toiv Meruba, Moitzoi Shabbos, Moitzoi Shvius, that's the Bechina of Shmini. That's when we say, V'yitel Lecho Elohim. So, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Shmini. B'chofei B'chislov Yoimed HaChanukah Tamanya Inun. So, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of V'yitel Lecho Elohim, Yitain V'yachzer V'yitain Hoysofa. Milam B'Kodesh, they thought there was only enough oil for one day, the next day again, and again, it keeps on filling up. Ha'isofa, yitain v'yachzer v'yitain, Torah Shabbal Peh. And this stems with all the mefarshim that tell us that v'yitain l'cho elikim is the nevuah of la'osid lava. It didn't happen yet. It didn't happen yet. It's for the time of la'osid lava, when the Or HaGonos will be revealed b'shleimus, but it does happen every year. It happens on Chanukah, and we get a taste of it every Moitzoi Shabbos. Every Moitzoi Shabbos, there's a Ha'orah of Chanukah, and there's a Ha'orah of Yemos HaMashiach. We say, V'yitan L'chah Elohim. This Shabbos is the Shabbos of V'yitan L'chah Elohim. So it's rooted in Parshas Toldos. The Shabbos that takes us from Marcheshvan to Kislev, from Mazel Akrov, which Chazal say the Akrov is Yavon. The Yavonim are compared to the scorpion. And from Akrav we go to Keshes. The Mazel of Kislev is Keshes. Keshes, says Chana in the Nevuah of Shmuel, Keshes Giboirim Chatim V'Nichsholim Ozru Choyil. Say Chazal, that's referring to the Maccabees, the Chashmainoyim, who were weaklings, V'Nichsholim Ozru Choyil. They had to fight the Keshes Giboirim Chatim. Keshes is also Yavon. Akrav is Yavon, Keshes is Yavon. So what's happening here? We're going from Yavon to Yavon, we're going from Akrav to Keshes. What are we gaining by going from Akrav to Keshes? If Keshes is also Yavon, in fact, Chazal in this week's parasha say, Sona Chelecha, Telyecha v'Kashtecha. Chelecha is Bavel, Telyecha is Mada, and Kashtecha is Yavon. So Yavon is compared to a Keshes. And the interesting thing is Yishmael too, which today it's Golas Yishmael. Yishmael is also compared to the Akrav, and Yishmael is also compared to the Keshes. Vayihi roi v'kashos. But Kislev is certainly Mazel Keshes l'mal Yusa. The Sfar, Yalkut Ruvain, he brings down a Medrash. I didn't see it inside, but he quotes a Medrash that says that Cheshvan, he brings first Tishrei is Mazel Moiznayim, That's the scale. That's when we're being judged. Cheshvan Akrav, he says, that's Gehenim. And Keshes, he says, like an arrow shoots out. Those that are in Gehenim get slung out like an arrow from Gehenna. They come out of Gehenna. They fly out of Gehenna like a Keshes. That's what the Medrash says. So it comes out that Kislev, Mazel Keshes, is the month in which those who were in Gehenna come out. Those that were in Gehenna come out of Gehenna on Chanukah. The Bnei Yisrael actually brings down a whole drush that he says that there are 108 words in Al-Anisim. He says, Kenega, the Gehenim is Begematria 108. So he says, on Chanukah, the saying, the Al-Anisim, on Chanukah protects us from Gehenim. It's also Yadua that the Gemara says, if a person says Kriyashma properly, Hakaira Kriyashma, Bediktu Keho, Mitzanin and Loi, Gehenim, they cool off his Gehenim. The Gemara brings the other Pasuk in Tehillim, Tashleg Bitzalmain, Sheleg, now, Sheleg is snow. The Gehenim that's boiling hot is cooled off. It freezes for those who say Kriyashma Bediktu Keho. Sheleg is Begmatria Ner Chanukah. Kriyashma has to do with Chanukah because in Shema, as we mentioned earlier, there are 25 Oisiyos in the word Shema Yisrael. The words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's Chofei Kislev. Chofei Kislev. We proclaim that Hashem is one, and therefore we are pulled out of the Gehenna of the Mazel Akrav, of all the difficulties that Mar Cheshvan represents. Kislev saves us from that. In Kislev we have Chanukah, which takes us out of the Gehenna, which is compared to Akrav, like a Keshes. And the Keshes we know also refers to davening, b'tzloisiu, b'va'usi, b'charbiu, v'kashti, b'koshosi. Keshes is also tefillah, Keshes is betochain, b'teshev, b'eson, kashtoi. Chanukah is the month of Betochon. Kislev is the month of Betochon. The Sfarim say the Pasuk in Mishlei, Hashem Yihyeh B'Kislecho. Kislecho means Betochon. Reb Tzadok brings it down. The Sfarim brings down the word Kislev, even though it's not a Hebrew word, but it's a remez to a word in Hebrew which is similar to the word Kislecho, which means Betochon. It's the Yom Tov of Betochon. Nochoin Libay Batuach B'Hashem Soifetevis Chanukah, says the Chiddushei Arim. That Kislev is the month of the letter Samach. Samach Libay, Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. That's the Samach. The Samach means support, that a Yid puts all his faith in Hashem. They know that Hashem is Soymech NeNoiflim. Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, says Reb Tzadik. In Mar Cheshvan, that's the Nun, that's Nefila, that's the Ois Nun. Chanukah is the Samach. Kislev is Ois Samach. Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim is B'gematria Melech HaMashiach. The Oyer of Melech HaMashiach is revealed on Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov. HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov is B'gematria Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is what protects us in Golis. Torah Shebaal Peh, the limud of Mishnayis, the limud of Gemara, the limud of Pnimiyis HaTorah, Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Bris Eish, Bereshis is Oisius Bris Eish. This is what protects us in Golis, but protects us from the Akrav, from Gehenim, releases us from Gehenim, as the Medrash quoted before says, Keshes, like an arrow shoots out. We shoot out of Gehenim in Chodesh Kislev. There's a tikkun, even for the lowest Neshamas on Chanukah. Even the Neshamas, it says that Shabbos doesn't affect, even Yom Kippur cannot affect, even Hoshanah Rabbah cannot affect. Chanukah effects. Psilois, the first sugya in Shabbos that we learn, which we're supposed to start learning 30 days before Chanukah. Psilois ushmanim sha'amru chachamim ein madlikan behen b'Shabbos, madlikan behen b'Chanukah. So the Marinayim, all the chassidish svarim say it means, the neshamais that are compared to wicks and oil, ner Hashem, nishmas odam, psilois ushmanim, that Chazal say you cannot light on Shabbos, which means those neshamas that Shabbos doesn't turn them on. Shabbos does not affect them. They don't get illuminated. They're so low. Their neshamas are so concealed that they're not even awakened on Shabbos. Madlikan behem b'chanukah. On Chanukah they are awakened. Because Chanukah is the oiroi shel melech ha-moshiach. It's the or ha-gonuz. The or ha-gonuz is yechida. That's the part of the neshama that's not touched, that's untouched. The part of the neshama that Mashiach is going to reveal. Every yid has five levels. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida is begematria bachamisha ve'esrim bekislev. The 25th day of Kislev, Chanukah, there's a revelation. Every level of the five levels of the neshama are revealed on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Hoid. Hoid is the fifth sphera. Hoid is the midah of Aaron HaKohen. Hoid is Beis HaMikdash. That's the left side of the body is called Hoid. Kiyadua, that's why Chanukah is on the left. That's Hoid. Hoid is the fifth sphera. The five levels of the neshama are revealed on Chanukah, like on Yom Kippur. Chanukah is the Hemshech of Yom Kippur. Bimei Matisyahu ben Yoicharan is also begematria nefesh ruach neshama chayi yechida. All five levels are revealed on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where every yid has a tikkun. Every yid has a or hagonus. Every yid has a pach shemen that wasn't touched, like the pach shemen in the Beis Hamikdash that was under the ground, that wasn't touched at all. As Tosfos says, not even stepped on, nothing, wasn't, there was no hesed, there was no tumah whatsoever. That's a part of a yid. Va'oid ma'at ve'ein rasha. There's a certain little part of a yid that there is no rishus. There's a part of a neshama that cannot be touched no matter how low a Jew has fallen. There's one little chalik of the neshama that's not touched. That's the yechida. Not everyone is zeicher, but that part of the neshama is revealed. That'll be la'asid lavoi. But on Chanukah there is a gilui of yechida. We see even today here in America, we see unaffiliated Jews that have absolutely no shaykhus to Yiddishkeit at all, but they seem to have some sort of connection to Chanukah. They're lighting electric menorah, but they're lighting the menorah. Even in the banks, they seem to have some connection. There's some connection to the menorah. The Chanukah affects every yid, and even goyim. Chanukah is the Yom Tov to eradicate the left, to eradicate the liberalism, to eradicate the. That's why Ner Chanukah Mismoil and Dafka Bachutz, Lamata Miyud, Mishatishka Hachama. That's the power of Chanukah because it's so high. It comes from the Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel, the Oir Hagonuz, which is the Oir of Mashiach, the Oir of Bereshis. Bereshis bara Elohim, that's what's Nizgala on Chanukah, and that's the bracha that Yitzchak is giving Yaakov here. V'yitam l'choha Elohim, v'yitam l'choha Elohim, ital ha-shmayim v'shmane ha-oritz. And we know that Yaakov was 63 years old here when he receives these brachas. Rashi brings at the end of the parasha that he was 63. And it's interesting, at the beginning of the parasha too, Baal HaTurim says, Shnei goyim v'vitneich, goyim is spelled here, it's Gimel Vav Yud Mem, but it's like as if it says Gimel Yud Yud Mem. It's written Gimel Yud Yud Mem. So he says Gimel Yud Yud Mem is Begamatria 63 Umois. He leaves out the other seven. He says Samach Gimel Umois. Kuloi Sog Yachtov Ne'elochu. The pasuk can tell him Sog. The mispar of Samach Gimel has to do with Chanukah. The Kabbalim say that you're supposed to have in mind when you make the bracha lahadlik ner Chanukah that the word Chanukah is a combination ches nun hey chavav. Chavav is 26. That's the Shem Havaya, and ches nun hey is 63. That's the milui of the Shem Havaya. There are four miluim. One is 72, one is 45, one is 52, and one is 63. That's the milui of Bina. That's what we're supposed to have in mind. Kavanah Sa'ariza, when we say the bracha of Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah. So the Kavanah of Lahadik Ner, in the word Chanukah, is hinted, the Shem Samach Gimel, 63. That's how old Yaakov is when he's getting the brachas here, which he takes away from Esav. He's going into the domain of Esav here. He's wearing the clothes of Esav. He's drawing out the sparks of Torah Shebaal Peh from Esav. And he's receiving the bracha of Yitain L'chayel Kim, which is Haysafa, which is Yitain V'yachsa V'yitain, which is Chanukah. That's what Chanukah is all about. Prua Revu in Torah. So this perhaps is the understanding of the third Be'er Rechayva, Yisus Torah Shabal Peh. And it's not a stira to what the Ramban says, that it's the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, because the Oyer of Chanukah is the Oyer of Mashiach, is the Oyer of the Bayis HaShlishi. In fact, the second Beis HaMikdash was dedicated. Again, it was dedicated probably when it was first built, but then it was really dedicated again and sort of rebuilt after the Yevanim defiled the Beis HaMikdash. Tiharu es Mikdashecha. So it was the third Beis HaMikdash. It was the Bayis HaShlishi, what the Chashmainoyim were Mechadesh, was that it, as if it was the Bayis HaShlishi. So Rechayvah is the Bayis HaShlishi, Rechayvah is Chanukah,
Rechayvus is Torah Shabbal Peh. Parshas told us, therefore, it's very appropriate, very timely to read as we enter the month of Kislev, the month of Aisafa, the month of Torah Shabbal Peh, the month of Oyer Hagonuz, the month of Chanukah, especially now as we hear and as we see in the world the rise of anti-Semitism, as we see in this week's parasha. Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov. Anti-Semitism begins in parashas told us. Vayistoim Esav hates Yaakov because Yaakov has Chanukah, because Yaakov is separated from him because of the Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amim. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav tries to join with Yishmael. Esav and Yishmael joining together. Like we're hearing now, like never before, fear of a regional war, fear of what could happen, Rahman al-Islam, and what we hear going on now. But this is all predicted. This is all here in the parish. It's all predicted in Chazal. What's going to happen to Poras at the end of days? Asida Poras Shatipoil Biad Raimi. The other girs is the other way around. Let's hope it's the first girs. Asida Poras Shatipoil Biad Raimi. Poras will last till Mashiach comes, Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, as we see clearly today. That's the final war. Noifeles Olov, says the Balatu, the Targum Yonis, and on the Pasuk, V'hine Eima Chashecha Gedoyla, Noifeles Olov. Noifeles Olov, he says, he's talking about Poras. Avraham Avinu was shown by the Brisbane Abbasarim way back then that the last fall will be the fall of Poras, of Iran. And from that, says the Targum Yonis, will sprout Smichas Ben David, similar to the Chazal, that at the end of the days, when Yishmael will fall, Al Pnei Kol Echav Nofal, also the word Nofal, there it says, Noifeles Olav. Noifeles Olav is Begematria Vitzivonu Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. Perhaps it's a remez that the Mapola of Poras will take place Chanukah time. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that's Mesugla for the Mapola of the Umayyad Ha'olam, and in our time it's Poras who's funding Yishmael. May we be zeichet to see it with our eyes. This is the Yom Tov of the eyes. We're supposed to look at the Neiros. Haneiros Halalu Kodeshayim Ve'elanu Rishas L'shtelel L'Raisam Bilvad. May we be zeichet to see all of these Nevuas Neskayim and to the Giloy of the Oyer HaGonuz, the Meheira V'Yamein. We should see the Kohen Gadol lighting the Menorah in the Bayis HaShlishah.